Welcome to episode 175 of the Get Well With Me podcast. I am your host and your hypnotist, Adrienne Hart, and together we explore the healing powers of our subconscious minds while leaning in towards a healthier lifestyle. And our philosophy here is excellence, not perfection. Say hello to my daffodils that I just decided to cut and bring into the office just to bring a little bit of life in here. So, why not plant something beautiful in the garden of your mind? Maybe you have one or two things in your life that you would like to master, one or two things that are going to bring you closer to that level of happiness that you truly desire. And it depends where you are in your journey. They could absolutely be wellness related. It could have something to do with lifting yourself out of that state of mind where you've had the blues for a little bit too long. It might be something like mastering relationships and going deeper with the ones that you have, or recognizing that you want to have new relationships, something that stretches you in a positive way. It could potentially be that you're ready to learn something new, or it could be that you want to start the next level of your health journey. Maybe you want to become your healthy weight. Maybe you want to strive to be more physically active or more social, or whatever area of that wellness is, you are the one who can get that ball rolling, so to speak. And if you along the way feel blocked and you're not sure why, or you notice yourself making promises to yourself with total conviction that you're going to do the thing you're going to start on Monday and then kind of fall off somewhere along the line, I just want to let you know that's normal. Okay. That's totally normal. And it could be that you do need some encouragement or some positive programming or some peace of mind to help you to move forward. And that's what we do at Wellness Wednesday. We get together, people from all over, and we zoom in to be part of a community that is supportive and positive, where we celebrate our wins, where we come with something that we're proud of, something that we want to share, maybe even making that space that we can brag on ourselves a little bit. And after a little warm up, we go inside and we enjoy a beautiful guided meditation together. And we get into a thought stream of wellness. So, the power of multiple people meditating or being hypnotized, whatever you want to call it, at the same time, and joining in our intention to be better, to share in this positive energy flow, in this positive thought flow, it's so powerful. It's transformative. Think about how our minds are saturated with fear and illness and whatever happens to be in the news or online that day. And imagine right in the middle of your week at Wednesday at 1 p.m., you get to unplug and disconnect from all of that and intentionally plug in to a thought current of positivity, of wellness, of optimism, where you're intentionally up-leveling your life from the inside out. That's what we do during Wellness Wednesday, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It's about attracting people of like mind. It's about plugging more people in to this thought current, to this positive intention, to this peaceful space of wellness. We're not so serious. We really have a good time. We certainly laugh a lot. And when the session concludes in just an hour, we go about our week recharged, refreshed, rested, and with new optimism and energy to get through our week, to respond instead of react, to surprise ourselves by making the healthy choice, to learn tools to mitigate anxiety and unpleasant sensations and patterns, to interrupt patterns that are no longer helpful. And we do this in a gentle way because if the problem is in the mind, so is the solution. And we let it be easy. And that philosophy really does permeate all of our sessions. There's no hard and fast rules to wellness. Maybe you have some that are your own, but they're your own. So it's not an accountability group. There's no pressure. It's a place to rest, to refresh, and to plug in to an optimum and healthy thought current of wellness, and to install in our beautiful subconscious minds the ideas and the images and the meanings that are going to help us to show up better, that are going to help us sleep better, that are going to help us operate towards our wellness in a way that doesn't have resistance, right? Because when you're striving for excellence instead of perfection, you always have permission to do the wrong thing, but maybe you don't want to anymore. And isn't that amazing? That's what we do at Wellness Wednesday. That's what we do on the Get Well With Me podcast. I recently had someone ask me how much it costs to access the sessions on the Get Well With Me podcast, the sleep hypnosis sessions and the healthy weight sessions. And I was like, oh my goodness, I just assumed that everyone realized that podcasts are free. Podcasts are free. Sometimes you're going to come across a podcast that is locked, so to speak, until you pay. This is very rare. I haven't come across this at all myself, not even one time. Sometimes a podcast will lock some content, like they'll give you the first 20 minutes of an episode. And then if you want to hear the rest of the interview, then you would pay or make a donation. Or I don't even know how that works because for years I've been giving away my hypnosis sessions for free. And some people say, why do you do that? Why do you devalue yourself? I am not devaluing myself. Giving all that I have to give from the love of my heart to help people access the best version of themselves, that is who I am. So I am not devaluing myself. I am being myself and I am living my purpose. And it brings me joy to see every listen, every comment, every response. I cannot even tell you the amount of messages, emails, comments that I get from people who are achieving their healthy weight gently by just changing their mind and falling asleep with my voice in their ears. That lights me up. That alone keeps me going. How do you know that you really love your job? Because you would do it for free. Well, I did for many years. I did. I just shared all this content without getting paid for the first few years, but I am getting paid now. And I am thankful for that because that is the side effect of providing good service is you get paid. So I am blessed all around and I invite you to enjoy all of the episodes that pertain to you. If you're a person who is not sleeping well, enjoy the sleep hypnosis. What gets better with a good night's sleep? Everything. What gets easier with a good night's sleep? Everything. It's easier to concentrate. It's easier to make good choices. It's easier to not snap at your family, friends, and coworkers. There is unlimited benefits to a good night's sleep. Why? Because we're supposed to have a good night's sleep. It's the way that we need to be to operate most efficiently. So if your sleep is interrupted, or maybe you have circumstances in your home and people keep you awake, that's okay. I'm not saying it has to be perfect, but prioritize that sleep and use the power of your mind to lean in to good sleep. There are so many things that you can do to have a good night's sleep, and I'm not even going to list them because you already know what they are. So I encourage you to prioritize that good night's sleep. You know, I woke up this morning and I said, oh, I feel like I was on a vacation. And I thought to myself, you know, I probably was on a vacation because when I sleep, you know, how can I say this? When you sleep, your subconscious mind, it doesn't sleep. So when your conscious mind sleep, your subconscious doesn't sleep. It has lots of work to do. It processes things, it figures things out, it comes up with solutions, and sometimes it can find itself really in a pleasant atmosphere. I know that I intentionally will think about previous vacations and beautiful landscapes and things when I'm drifting to sleep. And I often have a hypnosis session in my ears. Either way, my mind, I beautify it. And that beauty shows up in the reality of my waking hours and it shows up in the beauty of my sleeping hours. You know, maybe we wouldn't resist sleep if we were going on vacation. Maybe. We wouldn't be able to get to bed any sooner. That happens to me. I find myself getting comfy and cozy, brushing my teeth, and that way that when I'm ready to drift off to my happy place, that I am prepared and I am ready and I am expecting good sleep, and I am expecting that good sleep to I'm expecting that good sleep to wash over me. And I'm expecting those waves of relaxation to make my eyes so heavy that they don't want to open, and to make my body so relaxed that I don't want to get up, and to calm my mind in such a way that I don't want to look at my phone or the TV. I want to go inside to where it's absolutely beautiful. If sleep could be that for you, then I wonder how much more you would prioritize it. Or what if right now in this moment, it is a shift for you that instead of sleep kind of stealing the time that you get to yourself, I hear this from my clients a lot. If I go to bed, that's the only time that I get for me. And I respect that, and I've been there, and that's valid. Also, what if sleep is time for you? So, there's just so many ways that we can reframe things to make life easier, to reduce resistance. And I am happy to share those sentiments with you here on the Get Well With Me podcast. And yes, it's free. So if you are listening to this, you probably already know that. If maybe if this is a like a reel or a clip or a YouTube short or something, maybe you don't know that. Maybe you don't know that I have many free sleep hypnosis and healthy weight sessions and all kinds of really actually fun titles. If you'll scroll through, scroll. If you'll scroll through, you will find that I have crafted beautiful hypnotic meditations, mini sessions, affirmations, and sleep hypnosis. And I didn't make it for me, I made it for you. So I invite you to check out Wellness Wednesday. Click the links in the description. I invite you to enjoy the free sessions on the podcast. And if you are a person that wants to have a one-to-one session with me, simply get on my calendar. I had someone ask me just the other day, how does this all work? What do you do? I don't understand. It's on the computer. people often ask me, how does hypnosis work on Zoom? It works exactly the same way that it does in person because hypnosis does not require touch, physical touch in any way. You might see that with stage hypnosis, or you might see that in a one-to-one live session. Maybe someone touches somebody on the shoulder, or I can't really think of any appropriate touching besides being touched on the shoulder. So, yeah, hypnosis on Zoom works absolutely amazing. And it's a lot like this. Like, we'd be zooming in, and you would see me sitting right here in this chair, and I would see you probably on your couch or your recliner or in your office. Or I have clients even zoom in from their car. There are no limits to the power of the mind. And I encourage you to explore the power of your own mind and discover new ways that it can make your day today easier, that it can uplevel your wellness. And I really want to share with you the power of getting onto a thought current with people who have what you want. So if you want to have happy relationships, be around people who have happy relationships. If you want to have peace and harmony, get curious about people who go through their life with peace and harmony. And if you are feeling stuck in some area of life and you want to have a breakthrough, that is what I do all day, every day. So get on my calendar for a 30-minute. That's like where we just talk. It's free. We just talk. You kind of tell me what's on your mind. We unpack it. I make sure that it's something that I can help with. And if not, certainly I'll make a referral to someone who can. I really don't work in the space so much of trauma specifically. I'm all about wellness. So, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy habits, healthy relationships, reframing, installing triggers, the good kind, anchors. So, there's so much beauty in springtime. And I'm not sure if it's springtime in your part of the world, but it is springtime here in good old South Jersey. And those beautiful daffodils have been dancing outside. They have been calling me to go outside, and I have been. A friend of mine recently reminded me that it might be a perfect day for a bike ride a couple days ago. So I went ahead and pumped up my bicycle tires. And I have to say, I think the real workout was pumping up the bicycle tires. I got my upper body workout, and then I got to explore the neighborhood and see what the neighbors are up to and ride my bicycle past the river and look at that current. And when I look at water, when I look at the current, the tide in that muddy old river that I grew up with, I recognize that our mind is that way, that we are subject to the current, right? We can swim against it. We can go with the flow. We could float on top of it. We can let the things in that are floating in the current to just pass by without jumping in after them. I can notice the reflection of the sky on the water, and it speaks to me in so many ways. And also on my bike ride, I encounter the birds that are singing and little squirrels that run by. And I notice new growth. I mean, spring is so magical. And I know that you can't deny it because it doesn't just wake up the earth and nature. It wakes up something inside of us that says winter doesn't last forever. Where is that line? Where is that line between winter and spring? You know, there's a day on the calendar that says the first day is spring, and that might not match our reality, right? It might be snowing on that day, but we can believe that spring is coming, and spring is coming for you. So I'll just leave us with that. Have a beautiful day, and until next time, much love. And click that link to come visit Wellness Wednesday.